Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, as we like to call it around here, August the 14th, 2008. All the geek without any of that irritating weight. Nobody wants that. Nobody likes that. You're not going to get that here, baby. It's all about me today. Yep. Victor flying solo. Billy Flynn is off doing the theme park thing today. He'll return on tomorrow. So we're going to do this by ourselves today. It's going to be fine. Thursday's Patio Books Day, so that's kind of cool. We can keep warm with that, and that'll warm the cockles of our hearts. What part of the heart is the cockle exactly? Sounds dirty. Huge, huge day. Let's see. Gen Con is on. Some of you already know that because you're out there. Hopefully you got your internet connection at the hotel, so you're still able to listen to the show. This also marks the two-week point when the Bruce and I hit the road to head for Dragon Con. 2 weeks from right about this time, actually. Closing in on 10:30 Eastern time. And also, Billy Flynn, it's a pity you're not here for this today, but I know you're going to honor this in some way, shape, or form. 33 years ago today, the Rocky Horror Picture Show made its world debut in London. So, happy birthday to Rocky Horror. All right. Let's go ahead and start with the TV pages, shall we? As we always do. Here's what you got going on today. Let's see. All right, the focus is on women's gymnastics tonight in your Olympic Games. What are we going to talk about when this is over, you know? What's the TV going to talk about when this is over? You got individual all-around gold medal finals. Airing live tonight on NBC, men's and women's swimming also scheduled for tonight. Beach volleyball as well as men's volleyball. It's crazy talk out there in Beijing. Also, staying on the sports topic, preseason football on Fox tonight. Carolina Panthers and Philadelphia Eagles, they're playing in Philly. Got some Kathy Griffin action tonight. She's coming around to Richmond very shortly. I can't remember how many weeks, but not too long from now. Kathy Griffin recently visited and joked with injured soldiers at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington. As with most everything she does these days, it was captured on tape for Kathy Griffin, My Life on the D-List. Tonight's episode on Bravo, her fourth season finale. Method Man fans, you'll find him tonight over on the USA Network, guest starring on Burn Notice, playing a record industry mogul, so he doesn't go too far from type. But that, another house guest goes bye-bye tonight on Big Brother on CBS. ABC rolling reruns of Ugly Betty, Grey's Anatomy, and Private Practice. Same thing over on the CW. Supernatural and Smallville are reruns. We're used to that, though. It's summer, though that period's almost over. Hopefully we'll get into new stuff with sweeps here sometime. All right, what else is going on? Over on True TV, formerly Court TV, The Smoking Gun presents World's Dumbest. Always fun. And then movie-wise, FX is showing Ice Age. TBS has the always great Truman Show. What a good movie. Even if you're not a huge Jim Carrey fan, which I'm not, what a good movie. Also has the delicious Laura Linney starring in that. I don't remember. Did she take Best Actress or was it Supporting Actress? I know she was nominated. I don't remember if she won. Anyway, Lifetime, the old television for gals, is showing the Thomas Crown Affair remake. I know they show it a lot, but every time it's there, I mention it anyway because it's good. The Pierce Brosnan, Rene Russo, Thomas Crown Affair on the tube tonight. Anything else get my attention? On The Daily Show, you got Ben Stiller talking up his new movie. You can always check that out, I guess. Aaron Eckhart is on David Letterman talking some Batman, I should well imagine. So check all that out. That's what you got on the TV tonight.
You've got mail. It's not spam.
GRD Mailbag got a lengthy email. I won't go into details because it was historical matters therein. You guys may or may not care about, but heard from Sir Justin over at the All Things Medieval podcast, which is one of my favorite podcasts. Want to give him some love, pimp out that show. Go check that out if you would, please. Thank you for writing me back, man. I do appreciate that. Also from the mailbag, greetings from Gen Con, Mr. Flynn and Vicar. Trying to make me jealous, man. It's not working. Well, it is, but I ain't going to tell you that. Sorry you guys couldn't make it this year to the best 4 days in gaming. I've got a Paizo Pathfinder game and some Margaret Weiss Productions games, as well as some Munchkin, not to mention the giant vendor show. Have a great rest of the week. That's from the Elf, ElfNFB, over there on the forums at geekradiodaily.com, which, by the way, you guys need to join. Jump in on the social geek working over there at the forums. We'd love to see you there. Okay, also, from Walter, wrote in, not only did the movie suck, but the show sucks too, referring here to Friday Night Lights. Daggone, dude. Harsh. He says, I'm just saying, on another note, I made a deal with my friends that we would see The Dark Knight every week it was number one, and to be honest, I'm ready to move on. I freaking love that movie, but I'm hoping Tropic Thunder or Star Wars Clone Wars takes the top spot. I need a Dark Knight break. Walter. Well, look at you, Walter, Mr. Dedication over there. Rock on with your bad self. We admire you. Stay in with it. Hey, guys, I have to agree with Jonathan about Vern's soda line. My current soda infatuation is Vern's Black Cherry Cream Soda, and I hate black cherry soda. It's usually found at places like Whole Foods. Billy, I'm sorry, my good friend, but I think we're just going to have to agree to disagree about the Pineapple Express. The only 80s movie I'd compare it to is Leonard Part Frackin' 6. Holy crap. Yep, I went there. On the other hand, bravo for seeing Once, sir. I wouldn't go so far as to say it's a depressing movie, but it definitely has a more mature ending than most movies of this kind would have. I think I'm the one that said it was depressing, and of course, as we said in GRD 22 this week, I haven't actually seen the picture. I will not see the picture, but that was my understanding. So until Billy Flynn goes to Dragon Con as Borat, make mine GRD. Love, Dave. All right, thank you, Dave. And finally, shuffling through the bottom of the old GRD mailbag today. Can't we just enjoy both Friday Night Lights as a movie and a TV show? They're both very different animals, with the movie focused on the football season more, and the series being all about the characters and how the stuff that happens on the field is part of their everyday life. Both are great, each have their own merits. I love both, and I'm eager for season 3 to begin, if only to see more of the awesomeness that is Connie Britton. How have they denied her an Emmy nomination is beyond me. That's from Big Orange Michael. All right, thank you for your love for that, Big Orange Michael. I didn't hate the movie, I just liked the show so much more. The delectable and absolutely perfect Connie Britton is in both, which I thought was a little strange, given that they changed coaches but kept the wife, because she plays the same role. And she looks even better in the TV show. The years, much like a fine wine or a good cheese. She just keeps getting better with age. Besides the fact that I do think she is easily the hottest woman on television. Beyond that, yeah, she is a great and accomplished actress. And she's wonderful what she's done with this stuff. The Emmy nomination thing, geez, I don't know. I can't figure it out either. But go watch anything with Connie Britton. I'd watch her read a phone book. I do not care. Thank you, Big Orange Michael. The show is coming soon, although, again, it's this weird deal where it's coming to DirecTV first and then to NBC at, like, the first of the year or something like that. I'm hoping, I don't have DirecTV, so I don't get to watch it. I'm hoping that the episodes are going to be available online somewhere because the Vicaress will lose her mind without her Friday Night Lights. So there you go. You want to drop us a line? We'd sure appreciate it. Do so. Write to us at podcast or Billy Flynn, Vicar, or The Bruce at geekradiodaily.com. Thursday meets Patio Books. That's coming up. Also, news of the geekily all right here on this here Thursday, August the 14th, 08 edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Hi there. My name is Mer Lafferty, and last winter my superhero novel, Playing for Keeps, was the first book to be delivered via audio and PDF podcast at the same time. 20,000 people have enjoyed this novel, and now it's coming out in print. Playing for Keeps will be published by Swarm Press this August 25th. Many of you helped this book become one of the most popular in podcast history, and I'd like your help again. I need to make a splash on Amazon to push my book up the charts and get more exposure. So I'm asking you to head to Amazon on August 25th to purchase Playing for Keeps. Don't think that since I'm hitting print, I'm forsaking the podcasting. During the month of August, I'll be celebrating the print release of Playing for Keeps with several treats. I'm reawakening stories of the third wave, bringing you content connected to the world of Playing for Keeps from hot names in podcasting, like Christopher Lester, Casey Schultz, Matthew Wayne Selznick, J.C. Hutchins, and Matt Wallace, just to name a few. I'm holding a video contest for the song Playing for Keeps, where contestants can win Swarm books, Beatnik Turtle CDs, or a flip video camera. Close to the launch of the book, I'll be re-releasing the PDF, along with all the original comic book art, styled by Jared Axelrod and Natalie Metzger, and an exclusive can't-find-anywhere-else short story called Parasite Awakens. And on the day of, the day when we do our assault on Amazon and make you all heroes of the 25th, you'll have frequent video updates from me letting you know how the book is doing and perhaps some messages from other podcasters. It should be very amusing. So go now to playingforkeepsnovel.com right now and subscribe to get the new content, the PDFs, and the video updates. And remember to go to amazon.com on August 25th to purchase the book. I can't do it without you.
Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, August the 14th, 2008. All the geek without the weight, we promise. All the geek with only one host as well. This is the Vicar with no Billy Flynn today. He's off. I believe he said he was going to a theme park with his wife and her hot teacher friend. So, really, who can blame him? In the meantime, here I am by my lonesome, handling not only GRD duties, but also the duties from our terrestrial daytime job, the radio station here in the WRAR Worldwide Studio Headquarters, towering high above historic Tappahannock, Virginia. Welcome to Thursday, y'all.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
Want some free audiobooks? Well, podiobooks.com has got you covered, yo. Here's what's going on this week. We already heard from Mer Lafferty, so you know that deal. I don't need to go into any detail with that because she did it her lovely self. Her and her badass new tattoo. Seth Harwood's got two new projects. The first has him teamed with some of the best writers in contemporary crime fiction to get them podcasting weekly readings of their short stories. Project is called Crime Wave. Spelled W-A-V. Get it? You see what they did there? It's clever. Yeah, it comes to you live every week at crimewave.com, C-R-I-M-E-W-A-V.com. These stories will also be making their way to a podiobooks.com release once he's got enough to make a season or a, you know, an episode, whatever you want to call it. Also, of course, you guys know Seth Harwood, as I do, from the Jack Palms books, baby. Jack Palms fans will be happy to know that the continuing story, the prequel, which is Junius Pond's early days and his upbringing in Boston, kicks off on August 17th. So crimewave.com, and then also the Junius Pond's Jack Palms prequel, available over at sethharwood.com. Also from Patio Books, Timothy Callahan has just wrapped up the third book in his series, The Arwen, Season 3, Armada. Actually, the book content was posted at the end of July. Tim has asked Patio Books to keep the book open until this wrap-up episode was posted. So have at it. There you go. Tim Callahan's Arwen, Season 3, Armada. Third book is done and in. Also, the final episode of Brian Holtz's Collapse at Hidden Verse, 332. This would be episode 19, by the way, for those of you counting. The final episode is out. Now, all you waiters, you guys like the Bruce who like to wait until everything is completed before you download the book, there you go. You got it. Family-friendly young adult science fiction title. Timothy is a teenager failing speech class due to a paralyzing fear of public speaking. I have that. He soon learns that his problems are quite small compared to the impending collapse of all existence. Yeah, that'll do it. He must overcome his fear if he's to survive not only the dangers of space travel and multi-universal war, I think that's that word, but also himself. There you go. Groovy stuff. And family-friendly, which I always like to mention. Brian Holtz, Collapse of the Hidden Verse, 332. Also, the Arwen Season 3 from Timothy Callahan and, of course, Seth Harwood. CrimeWave.com, and that new Jack Palms prequel, all out now. Join the Patio Books bandwagon. It's easy, free, and awesome. As soon as you finish listening to today's edition of GRD, turn your attention and your fingers to the keyboard and get over to PatioBooks.com.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Solo, although this does include some stories that the Flynn sent me this morning, because I think one of them is mine. Otherwise, I got nothing. I had nothing. You get an 8-minute show when it's just me. But nope, Billy Flynn on duty even when he's over at the theme park. So here you go. This is what's going on geeky in the news world. Variety is reporting Universal Pictures has acquired film rights to the late Robert Jordan's best-selling Wheel of Time novel series in a 7-figure deal. Begins with the first book in the cycle, The Eye of the World. The 4 most recent installments have reached number 1 on the New York Times bestseller list. You guys know that series. Property's been optioned before by NBC, actually. Held the rights to the miniseries for The Eye of the World. Didn't happen. Now Universal Pictures has got it. Jordan, of course, died last year. Was 58 years old. From CNET.com, did you know that you can only follow about 2,000 people on Twitter? Unless there are at least 2,000 people who have opted to follow you? Did you? I didn't know that because I'm 2,000 people? Good God. How would you even keep up with the posts as they went by? Some of you people out there probably do it. Let me know, because I don't know how you do it. This is one of the measures that the microblogging service formally announced on Thursday as part of a new system to cut down on spam. They still allow adding more than that. You just have to have that many people following you, too. So, also suggested that Twitter could offer paid accounts to raise the limit, which could be a viable first step. How many people do you need to follow on Twitter? Seriously, dude. Meet real friends. All right, from Mania.com, CBS developing a new installment of Hawaii Five-0. Awa! I don't know why I did that. Criminal Minds executive producer and showrunner Ed Bernero is behind it. It's going to be a procedural, just like the original show. It's going to be headed by, you know, Steve McGarrett was the Jack Lord character. It's going to be headed by the McGarrett's son, Chris. The McGarrett character's son, Chris, will be the top cop. So that's cool. And to try to keep as much of the integrity of the original in place, and they are going to use the original theme music. They're going to give it a facelift. They're going to redo it, but it will be the original music. So that's kind of cute. And finally, I think finally, because now I have to scroll down. I've missed where I am. Yeah, there we go. Finally, from Mahalo.com, celebrity chef Julia Child was a super spy. Yep, there you go. Part of the U.S. intelligence effort during World War II. Did you people know that? I didn't know that. Working for the now-defunct Office of Strategic Services, the predecessor of the CIA, Julia Child was a CIA operative. I'm not kidding. Although this chapter in Child's life has been previously reported, new details may emerge in files on 24,000 OSS members to be released by the National Archives today, August 14, 2008. You can read more about Julia Child, super spy, died in 2004, just shy of her 92nd birthday, stationed in China and Sri Lanka, helped develop a repellent to keep sharks from setting off underwater mines. So, Julia Child also helped the Batman survive his 1966 movie by developing the Bat Shark Repellent. You learned it here, kids! Geek Radio Daily, a production of Real Media Radio Network. Subscribe through iTunes. Please drop us a review while you're there. And, of course, join the forums for all the social geek working over at geekradiodaily.com. Don't miss GRD Weekly, the hour-long weekend show featuring Billy Flynn, the Vicar, and the Bruce. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, no derivative works, 3.0 U.S. license. Check out the new store at cafepress.com and email us at podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar of the Bruce, at geekradiodaily.com.
I'm so lonely, so lonely, so lonely and sad, real lonely.